Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello everybody and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men Bite Size. My name is Dan Club. I'm going to tell you all about the news relating to the Reds. It is Monday the 8th of April. And yeah, we begin with, I'm going to quickly gloss over what happened at Old Trafford. Obviously a 2-2 draw, not the ideal result, far from it. And particularly frustrating when you factor in how dominant we were for large swathes of that game. Yeah, much the better side, pretty much throughout, but unfortunately undone by a bit of complacency, a bit of not being quite sharp enough in the final third, not being able to put the game well out of sight when we had ample opportunities to do so. And yeah, we were hurt by a mistake at the back and then a wonder goal, in all fairness, to Bruno Fernandes, and then likewise Kobbie Mainoo also with a very special finish. And yeah, we just weren't able to get it over the line. Mohamed Salah with a penalty to get us back level, and we had some half chances thereafter to steal all 3 points. It would have been in the end, but the frustration stems from, as I say, being well in control of proceedings, being by far the superior side, but for one reason or another, being unable to get out of sight on the scoreline and map up what would have been a big 3 points. Leaves us with 7 games to go, obviously tied on points at the top of the Premier League with Arsenal, 1 point clear of Manchester City. We've obviously loads still to play for. No need to be too downbeat. We are very, very much in this title race with some key players to come back this week, and European action will become a factor once again. So, yeah, there's definitely a title to be won still. However, yeah, yesterday's result, we can't get away from it. It was a very, very disappointing one, especially when you factor in just how much better than them we are. And, of course, the fact we are now not going to beat Manchester United this season is particularly disappointing. News-wise, obviously all focused around Ruben Amorim once again. Portuguese journalist who's been the heart of our pursuit of the sporting boss has claimed on Twitter that a meeting between Ruben Amorim's agents and Liverpool is scheduled for Monday, which is of course today, and he will negotiate the final terms of the Portuguese coach's contract. He says Sporting are no longer looking for a new coach just yet. Liverpool have yet to contact the Portuguese team. So still a few things to be sorted out quite clearly there. But Pedro is absolutely adamant that Ruben Amorim will be heading to Liverpool and will be our next manager, which is something in itself. Fabrizio Romano has also commented on the manager search. He said, for now, Liverpool are the most concrete. The interest is there and the contacts have taken place for Amorim's camp. They are well informed on his contract clause and more. There is a verbal agreement between Amorim and Sporting that he can leave for a fee of €10 million if a big club makes a proposal. Though his official release clause is 30 for Portuguese clubs and 20 for other leagues. So I think we fall into that big club category, don't we? Most definitely. So yeah, again, Romano doubling down on the pursuit of Ruben Amorim. So does very much feel like he is the man for the job, certainly on the face of it anyway. Whether that's borne out in the fact over the course of time will remain to be seen. But yeah, it looks like we are set to potentially appoint Ruben Amorim as our next boss, which I am relatively pleased about. Don't get me wrong, Xabi Alonso was very much the man for the job 2-3 weeks ago, but having ruled himself out of contention, Amorim feels like the next best fit. And that's not to say he was second best in any way, shape or form in the eyes of Liverpool.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Next up, Mohamed Salah news. Obviously, the penalty scorer from that game, Old Trafford, I mentioned. But there's obviously much to do about his contract, which expires next summer. Liverpool have got a big, big summer coming up for him. Michael Edwards back in control of that situation as well. And according to reports, an exclusive report from HITC, the Saudi Pro League are readying their initial move for Liverpool forward Mohamed Salah. And it's Al Ittihad on this occasion. It's claimed he's their number one target and they're confident a deal can be completed. It says the most likely destination for Salah is the PIF-backed Al Ittihad, who've also got Karim Benzema, but Karim Benzema could be leaving after just a year. He could be heading back to Lyon, his former club. But Al Ittihad believes that signing Salah is the key to them moving forward, and they hope an agreement between all parties can be finalised sooner rather than later. It also goes on to say, which is interesting, that Michael Edwards is well versed on the situation and could be open to the idea of Salah leaving. Now, I'm not prepared to comment whether that be the case or not. What I will say is that I said it a moment ago, like, this summer is absolutely huge for Mohamed Salah in Liverpool, because I said he'll be in his final 12 months of his deal. Can you really let somebody like that leave for nothing? Like, there'd be bound to be offers or at least interest of around the 150, 170, £200 million mark, even, just like there was last summer. I don't think you can turn that down when there's a prospect. If you can leave for free or walk away for free next year, doesn't feel doable to me. If there's no prospect of a new deal, maybe you have to cash in. But again, my choice number one, my preferred option would be to sign down to a new year deal, maybe a 2 year deal, who knows, but extending his contract would be ideal. But if you can't, that becomes troublesome, especially when you start to talk about the types of figures we might be talking about from the Saudi Pro League. So yeah, listen, Mohamed Salah remains incredible, whatever people think of his form right now. I don't think he had his best game at Old Trafford, despite scoring that goal. 23 goals, 13 assists in 35 appearances this season, so his numbers remain remarkable, quite frankly. So I wouldn't be all in on selling him. However, as I say, if you can't get him tied down to a new deal, I don't know if you can let him leave for free. It feels like bad business to me, especially when you consider what could be done in the transfer market with the types of figures I mentioned a moment ago. Next up, news-wise, I want to speak about Tosin Adebayo, because according to a report which comes from the Team Talk, of course, the Team Talk, West Ham have barged Liverpool and Tottenham aside in the swoop to sign Tosin Adebayo. He will be a free agent when his contract expires at Fulham this summer, and West Ham are now the front runners for it. Interesting one for me from a Liverpool point of view, this. He's 26. He'd been capped by the England under-19s before. I think he's a pretty solid centre-back option in the Premier League, to be fair. And although won't set the world alight, I think in terms of bolstering the squad, especially if Joel Matip was going to leave, he feels like a pretty good candidate to do it. So I would not be against us competing for this whatsoever. I think in terms of business, it would be really, really smart. As I say, free agents, won't cost you anything in terms of transfer fee, leaves money elsewhere in the pot to do other things. I think this would be a good bit of business for the Reds. So hopefully we can very much compete with West Ham, to be talking about Manchester United, to hopefully get that deal done, because as I say, I think it would be a smart bit of recruiting. I want to talk about a bit of news that happened while I was on the news show, actually. It's Fabrizio Romano who's tweeted this. Rodrigo, Real Madrid sensation, of course, has confirmed that he almost joined Liverpool in 2017. The deal was done for $3 million. However, he said no, which made the deal collapse, of course. He wanted to stay at Santos and make history, finish his studies and then leave, although the offer from Liverpool was very, very good. We could have had the next Brazilian sensation on our hands, who's enjoying an incredible season at Real Madrid. That's a pity, isn't it? Real pity. Injury-wise, things looking positive still on the injury front. No matters arising really from the weekend, although Konate's place on the bench was an interesting one. The fact that he didn't start might suggest that he suffered a little bit more from that heavy tackle at Sheffield United than was first expected. But Alisson, Jota and Trent have all expected back at some point this week, maybe for the Atalanta game, possibly for Crystal Palace at the weekend. I'd be amazed if any of them started either of those two games, but just having them back in some capacity might be really good news. Fabio Carvalho also has been lighting up on loan at Hull. He continues to be a really bright part, actually, of their play and their charge for the playoffs. He got a brace over the weekend. Tyler Morton's also been exceptional for them. So I think the Fabio Carvalho one and what the future holds for him is really interesting, and it'd be interesting to see whoever the new manager is, what plans they have for someone like Carvalho. I think pre-season's going to be big for him, of course, but if anyone can potentially benefit from a new manager and a new lease of life, he could well be amongst them, because he struggled earlier on the season whilst at Leipzig, but he's absolutely been incredible during his time at Hull, and the boss, Lee Messina, spoke very highly of him as well. Quickly wrap up the news before I go. Obviously, Liverpool drew 2-2 to relinquish their grip on the Premier League, but there's very much still all to play for. 7 games ago, 7 wins feel like it might still be enough for the Reds, especially with European football now back on the agenda for Arsenal and Manchester City in the Champions League, of course, and some difficult ties as well to factor into that. Ruben Amorim, Petro Sepulveda has claimed there will be a meeting between Amorim's agents and Liverpool to finalise the contract before the Portuguese boss takes over from Jurgen Klopp at the end of the season. We will wait and see on that one. Fabrizio Romano, I said Liverpool are the most concrete for Amorim. He says talks have taken place with Amorim's camp, so kind of reiterating what's been said by Pedro there. So yeah, it does very much feel like he is the chosen one. Salah to Saudi is now back on the agenda as well, of course. Al Ittihad are the favourites to sign him, according to HITC. So yeah, big old summer coming up for Mo Salah and the Reds. Tosin Adebayo, West Ham are looking to steal a march on Liverpool for the free agent this summer. Injury update wise, Alisson, Jota and Trent are all expected to be back involved in some way, shape or form this week, which is really, really good news. And finally, loan watch, Fabio Carvalho with another brace for Hull, as he continues to enjoy a renaissance of his season and potentially fight his way back into the plans at Liverpool next season. Sam, that's everything news-wise. Just time to let you know, if you want to get involved in Redmen TV and get more of our incredible content in your life, you can do so for half price. Just use code RACE when you sign up as a Captain yearly subscriber. You will get a whole year's worth of content for half price. That's including all our back catalogue of amazing stuff, Bobby Firmino documentaries, etc. And of course, the title running from every possible angle. The new manager search from every possible angle, and the Europa League business as well. Sound, I will see you all very soon. Take it easy.